Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 53, slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. 25 are bias, either for or against the said Leo M. Frank, and that was absolutely true. Furthermore, I stated that my mind was perfectly impartial between the state of Georgia and Leo M. Frank, accused of murder. That answer given under oath was absolutely true. My attitude toward the case was that of an impartial, unprejudiced man, seeking only to do my duty as a citizen and as a juror, with a due appreciation of the fact that a man's life or liberty must not be taken except the state produce evie dents to overcome the presumption of innocence which I knew the law gave to Frank, and which I as a juror gave to Frank at the time I qualified, and until the state, by an abundance of evidence, carried the burden. That at no time or place previous to the trial of Leo M. Frank did I ever express any opinion that the said Frank was guilty, nor did I ever say at any time or place that it was my opinion that the said Frank would be lynched should the jury acquit him of the murder of Mary Fagan. I did casually, and on several occasions when the crime was with different people, the heinousness of the crime, and I did assert on several occasions, positively, emphatically, firmly, and possibly vehemently, that the man, whoever he might be, who murdered that little girl, ought to be burned. I have said since serving as a juror in the case against Leo M. Frank for 29 days, without prejudice or bias and seeking to get at the truth, that in my opinion Leo M. Frank is the murderer of Mary Fagan, just as the jury said in rendering the verdict of guilty. I read the newspaper accounts of the charge against Mullineaux, Gant, Newt Lee, Leo M. Frank, and Jim Connolly for the first week or 10 days after the murder, and after that there was so much of it that I discontinued reading the newspaper articles fully and limited myself to reading the headlines. At no time did I ever have or express an opinion as to who the guilty party was. I had no fixed opinion when I qualified and was sworn on the jury, and I never had or entertained any unfixed or floating opinion founded on rumor, hearsay, or newspaper reports, except as above stated. I did not assert that whoever 47...